Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. All right, folks, we're going to listen to a clip here, and this clip is going to be talking about how these people, like Mr. Fauci and others, need to be brought to trial, indicted for murder. And so go ahead and play the clip, Kyle.
At the conclusion of the case and after you have heard all the evidence, we are confident that you will recommend indictments against all six putative figurehead defendants, Christian Drosten of Germany, Anthony Fauci of the United States, Tedros of the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, BlackRock, and Pfizer. They are using our governments and the mainstream media, both of which they literally own, to convey their panic propaganda 24/7. Right from the start, we were witnessing a deliberate, completely senseless banning of normal, effective, and safe methods of treatment of respiratory diseases, and instead a mandate of treatments that must now be considered serious medical malpractice. Intubation, remdesivir, midazolam. John O'Looney will explain how he first, believing the other side's allegations about a pandemic, even helped the BBC in pushing their panic propaganda, until he realized how under the guise of the pandemic, people were intentionally being killed.
I knew right away from the Gilead study conducted 2 months earlier that the entire kidney failure, multiple organ failure, was a result of remdesivir and had nothing to do with the virus. And that is absolutely true. I said in May of 2020, went to the media, I said everyone needs to be warned that Anthony Fauci has declared a drug to be the solution to a pandemic for all innocent Americans. He is going to kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocent Americans with this drug. So you have kidney failure, liver failure, now heart failure being caused by remdesivir, published to do so. Guess what the only authorized drug to treat COVID-19 children is now? In hospitals and outside. Remdesivir.
The virus itself can be treated safely and effectively with vitamin C, D, zinc, etc., and also with off-label use of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, etc. But all these, not alternative methods of treatment, but real methods of treatment, were banned by those who are using the guise of this pandemic to push their ultimate goal, which is to get everyone to receive the, as we will show in this proceeding, not only ineffective, but highly dangerous, yes, lethal, experimental injections.
So if ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were declared effective treatment for SARS-CoV-2, it would have invalidated the vaccine. The vaccines would not have been allowed to get an EUA.
The suppression of early treatment through the press and through various government outlets, including the FDA, is a crime. We have a significant, unnecessary burden of loss of life due to the withholding of early treatments, including treatment with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. It has caused unnecessary human death.
We're so sort of hypnotized by those names, the New York Times, CNN.
Poison control centers are reporting that their calls are spiking in places like Mississippi and Oklahoma because some Americans are trying to use an anti-parasite horse drug called ivermectin to treat coronavirus, to prevent contracting coronavirus. What would you tell someone who is considering taking that drug?
Don't do it. There's no evidence whatsoever that that works, and it could potentially have toxicity, as you just mentioned, with people who have gone to poison control centers because they've taken the drug at a ridiculous dose and wind up getting sick. There's no clinical evidence that indicates that this works.
While the mainstream media condemns the use of ivermectin, the most populated state in India just declared they are officially COVID-free after promoting widespread use of the safe, proven medicine.
As we sit here today, my estimates are 95% of Americans who have died of COVID-19, and we're approaching nearly a million of these poor souls, and tens of millions of hospitalizations could have been avoided with a comprehensive early treatment approach.
The most urgent invention in the world right now is a vaccine that prevents you from getting COVID-19.
The most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us.
So the Gates Foundation, along with a great number of partners, are looking at these different efforts. We've never created a new vaccine in less than 5 years.
Two questions get asked when people have hesitancy or reluctance to get vaccinated. Did you go too quickly is the first. The answer to that is the speed was a reflection of extraordinary scientific advances and did not compromise safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. The next question is, okay, but what about the fact, is it really safe and is it really effective? Or is this something the government is trying to put over on us? Is this something the companies want to take advantage of? Well, let's take a look at what's happened over the past few months.
Is none of the vaccines are sufficiently safe nor effective to remain on the market. They should be pulled off the market. This follows a call by the World Council for Health in June 11th of 2022 to pull all the vaccines off the market. We need criminal investigations in every state where the vaccines were advanced, and that includes every state in the United States. What we know now, just on the heart damage, Alex, 742 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on this. It's overwhelming that the vaccines cause heart damage, and it's fatal by autopsy. So these young individuals who are dying several months after the vaccine, when they're during sports or during sleep, it is the vaccine until proven otherwise. That's supported by a recent autopsy paper by Schwab and colleagues from Heidelberg, Germany, found 71% of people dying found dead at home within 20 days of the vaccine. It's due to the vaccine in the majority of cases. So where are the criminal charges going to first come? I think the easy ones to go after are illegal advertising. The vaccines have been advertised by the CDC, NIH, FDA, DHS, and the vaccine companies as safe and effective.
COVID-19 vaccination is safe and effective for children. Before recommending COVID-19 vaccination for children, scientists conducted clinical trials. Then the FDA carefully studied the data and determined COVID-19 vaccination was safe and effective. Ongoing safety monitoring shows that COVID-19 vaccination continues to be safe for children.
There are three key issues that parents need to understand. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your children's cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins can cause permanent damage in children's critical organs, including their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. The most alarming part about this is that these damages, once they occur, are irreparable. You can't fix lesions within their brains. You can't repair heart tissue scarring. You can't repair a genetically reset immune system. And this vaccine can cause reproductive damage that could affect future generations of your family. The second thing that you need to know about this is the fact that this novel technology has not been adequately tested. So ask yourself, if you want your own child to be part of the most radical medical experiment in human history.
Just days after getting their second COVID-19 vaccine, two teenage boys died in their sleep. Medical experts have been investigating what happened, and they've now released their report. An epidemiologist says it adds to a body of evidence that confirms Pfizer's vaccine can lead to death in children.
And the benefits of COVID-19 vaccination outweigh the risks. A tip before vaccination. Tell the provider about any allergies your child may have, just like you would when they receive other vaccines.
Americans know they can't do that. The vaccines have to be presented with risks and benefits, including fatal myocarditis, blood clots, and neurologic damage. We haven't seen that on TV. That violates the Lehman Act, the Truth in Advertising Act, the U.S. Drug and Cosmetic Act. That is an easy conviction for wrongful advertising of all those entities. That means government entities being called for malfeasance or wrongdoing. And then beyond that, the big charges are fraud. America has been defrauded in so many aspects of pandemic response. Lives have been lost. And I think the big ticket item will be mass negligent homicide. Tying together wrongful advertising, defrauding the country, and then leading to deaths due to lack of early treatment, and then vaccine-induced deaths. They're the perpetrators of this crime of all time. It's the fusion of these non-governmental organizations, which are very powerful and wealthy, Gates Foundation, World Economic Forum, public health agencies, WHO, and all the related agencies, and then our U.S. government and the pharmaceutical suppliers. They've all merged into a complex that's working against the well-being of the population right now. And it's absolutely a calamity that's going on.
So this is urgent, and it's going to require incredible collaboration. It's going to have to go to 7 billion people.
Saving lives now, vaccinating the world, and building back better.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
That's how we're going to end this pandemic.
The vaccine that they brought is what is known in immunological circles. Nu knows this and Tam knows this. It's a non-neutralizing, non-sterilizing vaccine. It cannot stop infection and cannot stop transmission. That means it does not work. So they know this is not a vaccine that is working. They are administering to the population a vaccine, and I'm going on record here. I know where I'm speaking also. They're administering a vaccine that does not work, cannot work, period. And they want to take this vaccine and vaccinate your children. It cannot work and will not work, and it's excuse to harm.
In the early months of the pandemic, Albert Bourla's team needed two miracles. First, a vaccine that actually worked using unproven technology. But they also needed it now.
When I first heard the news, I thought I misheard. They told me 90, and I thought they told me 19. They said, no, 90. Then I said, but what is the efficacy? And then they told me 95.6. And then I knew that this is, the world is changing.
If we want this pandemic to keep going for 100 more years, with infectious variant after infectious variant every 2 months, be it 6, be it 10, be it 12, Omicron subvariants, we keep this vaccine going exactly the way it is. We don't stop this vaccine program. We just keep rolling it out exactly this way. It will never end. And the thing is, these people know this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this case is about a long-planned agenda of a group of ultra-rich people and their financial mafia based in the city of London and on Wall Street to use a pseudo-pandemic as the guise behind which, while our attention is on the pandemic, they want to complete their decades-long efforts to gain full and complete control over all of us. There are numerous platforms on which this group has been meeting and discussing this agenda, but the most important one is that of the World Economic Forum, which was invented in 1971 by a then 33-year-old Klaus Schwab. Its members are 1,000 global corporations with at least $5 billion U.S. dollars in annual sales, politicians, media representatives, scientists, and other so-called high-profile personality. They meet once a year in Davos, but there are other such meetings, for example, in China.
See, let's say the founder was Bill Gates, but it was originated here. Actually, Gavi was born here.
He always says that when he speaks. He says that was here in Davos, mate.
Davos, yeah. It's a Davos child, if I may say so. And we have many children.
And since 1992, they have created and presented to us their own group of political leaders for the world. Among the first graduates, as I mentioned before, are Angela Merkel and Bill Gates in 1992. Others are Sebastian Kurz, up until recently Chancellor of Austria, Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand, François Macron, President of France, and many, many more. This group, which is now called the Davos Clique, is openly, the publication The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab is one of the most important sources for this information, promoting the shifting of the world's assets to this group of super rich people so that in 2030, ordinary people will owe nothing and be happy, as it explicitly states there, under their one world government with a digital currency given to us by their one world bank. And they're also openly promoting, in close cooperation with people like the putative defendant Bill Gates, the Rockefellers and others, the drastic reduction of the world's population and the manipulation of the remaining population's DNA all the way into transhumanism.
Now, there are not many historians who would be put on the main stage of the Congress Center of the World Economic Forum, sandwiched between Angela Merkel and Macron. His ideas are very provocative, very alarming, and something that all of you should pay very close attention to now. Professor Harari, Professor Yuval, the floor is yours.
So I want to talk to you today about the future of our species and really the future of life. We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. Within a century or two, Earth will be dominated by entities that are more different from us than we are different from Neanderthals or from chimpanzees. Because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. This will be the main products of the economy, of the 21st century economy. Not textiles and vehicles and weapons, but bodies and brains and minds. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms.
Ultimately, however, we will show to you, the jury, that the other side's main purpose is to gain full and complete control over all of us. This involves the finalization of their looting and plundering by deliberately destroying our small and medium-sized businesses, retail businesses, hotel and restaurants, so that platforms such as Amazon can take over. And this involves population control, which in their view requires both a massive reduction of the population and manipulating the DNA of the remaining population with the help, for example, of mRNA experimental injections.
And look at things like artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
Robots. Look at things like gene editing.
Exactly.
You know, opening a whole new horizon for medical science.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And, of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you are changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. And, of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises manifold questions on the ethical, but even legal implications. And we have to be prepared for it. And that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
Absolutely brilliant. And so what this is saying is that the mRNA injection is a cover story for an artificial intelligent frequency-based gene modification system that is self-learning and that can decide how to edit that human. Did you just say that, Karen?
Yeah, thank you for understanding me. I feel hurt.
How do we know if these vaccines are working?
You'd like it to be very safe in all the populations that you indicate it for, no side effects. And then you'd like it to avoid the individual who gets the vaccine getting sick.
The shots are now killing people and have been causing excess mortality of up to 40% since September as a result of a poisoning with the spike protein and of shutting off our immune system. Dr. Mike Yeadon will tell us how a group of scientists has even found concrete evidence that the makers of the vaccines are experimenting with lethal dosages to see how the lethal side effects can be manipulated in such a way that the population will not immediately understand what is happening.
And then the second time I saw him was the march after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that.
After you have heard all the evidence, we have no doubt that you will recommend indictments against all our putative defendants for crimes against humanity. Thank you.
Alrighty, we are back. Okay, am I back? We're back. Good. There you go, folks. This is what we've been trying to tell you. Remember, before anybody took one of those vaxes at all, Joe, we tried to tell people. Remember, we had Wendy with us and we said that they're working on this vaccine that they call a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And that every animal that they tested it on died. And they're not even testing it on humans. And they're just going to start giving it to people. Unbelievable, Joe. But that's what's happening. Anyhow, already, is Joe still with me?
This world, we've had so many things change in just, the past few years. It's been incredible, and I think it's just happening. There's so much happening so fast that it overwhelms people, and I think they're having trouble wrapping their mind around the fact that there is a revolution going on, that they're coming after us in different ways for different reasons, and I think a lot of people are just shutting down, tuning out, because they can't handle the truth.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons I think, people are, they're frustrated because they know there's something very wrong, but they don't know what to do about it, okay?
Yeah.
And that's why what we're here for, that's what we do. This is why we have, the Tea Party movement here, why we're fighting it on every side, but that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to fight it, and the Bible says, in fact, resist unto blood. And so if enough good people, and, where it starts, Joe, remember what he's 2 Chronicles 7:14? That's for real if people will only believe it. If people will only believe it, that's for real. God can turn this stuff all around if people would only repent and call upon the name of the Lord. And the problem of it is they don't really believe. They don't believe anymore. And
I think lack of faith is the... why they're silent. Lack of faith is why they don't get out and run to the battle. Lack of faith is why they're so afraid. Lack of faith is why they're hiding their head in the sand. They don't have any faith that God is in control and that this is an opportunity for the Christian to go out and lay up crowns and treasures in heaven and to get out and witness and testify, reprove and rebuke. And it's an opportunity, not a time to be in fear, but a time to thank God for a chance to. It's like we get to go play the Super Bowl. We're going to get, this is our chance to get out there and be obedient to the Lord.
Well, there are those of us that understand that, but the vast majority of people out there don't. The vast majority of people, look. It's due to a total lack of leadership, a complete dearth from pulpits. Only a very small percentage of the pulpits are preaching fire and brimstone the way they're supposed to, the Word of God. The vast majority are not. They're preaching get along, go along. And, you just heard this here. The Bible talks about being the presence of the Holy Ghost, and you'll have discernment. You'll understand things. Now, how many of these mega churches actually turned their facilities into stations where they were giving the kill shot?
the kill shot. I mean, a lot of these big mega churches actually were allowed the government and got funding from the government to come on and give people these lethal doses of vaccine. But it is an interesting thing. Some of them that were pushing it before, you're not hearing them anymore. Remember how I said, I can't believe it, Franklin Graham, I can't believe that he doesn't know better than he doesn't. Well, he got the kill shot, and after he got it, what happened? He had a serious problem with his heart.
Yes. And
you don't hear him pushing it anymore, do you?
No, you don't. I was thinking of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are in vain. And most of the things that are out there are lies and deceit anyway, and scriptures talk about, how many times does God talk about that? Don't trust the world. Put your trust in him, and the people flock to listen to people like Dr. Fauci, and even after he gets proven over and over and over again to be a liar, they still listen to him. That's what amazes me.
Well, you know, a good passage would be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. He's referring to legislators here. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now listen to this, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Right.
And guess what? Nothing's changed.
No, nothing's changed. Well, we have these people like Biden and Pelosi that profess to be religious, and yet nothing in their actions would testify or prove it, right?
Absolutely. He goes on to say, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man.
No man.
For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
So, we have for a guide the Holy Spirit of the living God, and we better make use of it, right?
Amen. You know, after lifting COVID vaccine mandates, radical West Point leadership imposed travel restrictions on the unvaxxed. So what they did at West Point, because of the influence of the Biden regime, here, Milley, you know, there in the Pentagon, is the brightest and the best, the smartest West Point candidates right now, those are the ones that refuse to take the poisonous poke. They put travel restrictions on them. So, again, the gangsters running West Point are doing all they can do to punish the remaining cadets who stood up for their rights against the superiors' unconstitutional vaccine mandates.
Right.
They just won't stop.
Not submit. Yeah.
Yep,
well, there's another big story out. Massive meta-study on mask wearing delivers kill shot to COVID narrative. Makes little to no difference. Wearing face masks, even the N95, probably has little or no effect in protecting against the COVID-19 and the flu, according to a massive new British meta-study. A team of 12 international researchers in the study published here at the end of January in a big journal, the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews.
Joe, hang tight. We're up against a heartbreak.
Oh, there
right
it
back.
Is, yeah.
We're up against a hard break. Be right back.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel? Sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
All right, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and folks, I'm going to tell you, he is coming back. His return is imminent. I know a lot of people out there that don't believe, but they will. There is no chance that they won't, folks. Listen, all of history tells you, God's Word, the Bible, has got an extremely, absolutely perfect, precise record of all of the prophecies coming down, and, you know, it tells you that the time, that day and that hour, no man knoweth when the Lord's coming back, because I know everybody's making these predictions, but he will come back when he's least expected. And so, and those folks out there that are mocking God, you're in a world of hurt, believe me. Okay, now, two things wanted to say. Tomorrow, our Thursday, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, the Thursday morning prayer meeting is going to start a little later than normal. We're going to start tomorrow at 11 o'clock. It'd be 11 a.m. tomorrow, 11 a.m. For some reason. So if you want to join us tomorrow for the prayer, and folks, we gotta pray. We do. All you people out there listening, the ones that get the newsletter, by the way, if you don't get the newsletter, you really should get the newsletter. You really should. You don't know what you're missing. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. We pay the bill for it. And here, a lot of the information, the articles and the things that a lot of you that can't come to the church, we've been opening our archives and putting a lot of this information out so you have it in your hand and you can make duplicates. And for those relatives and friends of yours that say, well, that's conspiracy theory, you can hand them and say, here, take a good look. Now run it down. Check it out. That's what we do here, and verify it. And so you can get that newsletter. It doesn't cost you a thing, and you should. And we have a lot of very interesting information now. This week we're going to have one, too, or this month, on how we can hopefully get those six stations that went off the air back on real quick. And those stations we're talking about would, of course, been Denver and Tampa and Atlanta and Portland and, let me think there. Well, the stations out there, Little Rock, and so all of those stations we want to get back on the air. And our goal is to get them back on the air by the 1st of May, and we're going to have a little article in there showing us what our goal is and see if you can help us get back there, get those stations back on the air. Meanwhile, Joe, there is a whole lot of stuff going on, and one of those things, Joe, is the 9 banks begin testing. This is something that's heading our way, and we got to get ready for this to see if we can push it back and turn it around. 9 banks testing the federal coin controversies erupt over government-controlled digital money bank accounts. And so, do you know what that means, Joe? That means they can totally control all of your money. They can cut it off anytime they want. Whenever you become politically incorrect, and we've got to stop it, don't we? Is Joe still with us? Did we lose Joe?
I'm sorry.
Are you there? Did you wake? Did you fall asleep?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
I was just going to say, the liberals have seen what China did to control their people using the social credit score, and they control the people's money, jobs, everything. And when you have a system like that that controls the people's money, you control the people. And even then, the people finally had an uprising, but you notice you haven't heard another word about the last uprising in China. They slowly strangle the people, shut off the money, close their bank accounts, and the protests went away.
We've got to capture the White House back, and we've got to get the Senate back. But more than that, more than both of those, we got to get the pulpit back. If we could get the pulpit back, the others would follow right away, wouldn't they?
They sure would. If we got people out there warning, like if the pastors were being watchmen on the wall like they're supposed to be. But they don't want to mention politics because people, I don't want to hear it. Well, God is trying to warn us of we're losing our freedom, the freedoms that come from Him. We're being enslaved. Our children and grandchildren are being sent to hell. And people say, well, I don't want to hear it. Well, somebody has to warn them and tell the truth, whether they want to hear it or not.
I know. And that's what we're out here for. In fact, you know, when I was preaching on Sunday, the divorce and the family, a lot of that when we started out there, how if the foundations be destroyed. And a part of that, of course, the foundation is marriage and the family. And when I was preaching on divorce, you know, a lot of people in there didn't want to hear it because they got divorced. And I understand their situations. In order to save a marriage, both partners, you know, both couples, the man and the wife, but besides that, man and wife, folks. Marriage is only between a man and a woman. Marriage is only between a man and a woman. What they call the same sex, God calls an abominable He calls it an abomination and fornication. But anyhow, so a lot of people were, you know, they get upset because I didn't want to destroy my marriage. It wasn't my fault. Well, look, in order for a marriage to work, you only have to work at it from the first day to the last. That's it. That's what the Bible says.
Right. And, but I must mention, because I've seen this many times in this country, if one spouse goes to court and says they want a divorce, they can say irreconcilable differences, and the judge goes, "You're divorced." And the Christian can say, I don't believe in, I don't want a divorce, no matter if you're the man or the woman. There's a lot of people that were divorced that had no dream of ever doing it, hated it, didn't want it, but the courts made it happen. So a lot of people out there, I think they feel guilty and horrible, but they don't understand. Sometimes there are things that happen that are not in your control, and you know, you still have to go and ask for forgiveness, but things do happen, and they happen to Christians as well as everyone else, right?
Absolutely. But getting back to this federal, nine banks testing Fed coin controversy, in the United States of America, we have a super large underground economy. In fact, our underground economy is larger than most of the world's above ground economy. And so people are going to have to really learn how to barter to get in the coming days, if the Lord tarries in this country, we Christians are going to have to really understand how to barter with each other. And, you know, because that's going to be a part of surviving, because they're a whole part of this digital currency is to be able to completely control you. And it's leading right into the number of the beast, isn't it?
It sure is. They're trying to make sure you get away from cash. That one thing they want is to get away from cash. They're going to, you know, oh, it's cheaper and easier, it's cleaner, it's less messy. They're going to give all kinds of reasons. But when the cash is in your hand, you have control over what you spend. You have some privacy that was guaranteed by the Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution does the government have a right to see every transaction you make. You know, if I want to buy a item from you, from someone else, it's perfectly legal, whether I buy a refrigerator, some silver, whether I buy some stored food. Those transactions are private, and the government has no right to know about them. And that's what they can't stand. They want to know everything you're doing. Then they can control you, threaten you, and own you, become a slave. That what I read earlier about Marx, he talked about the people in communism were the new slaves to what? Their communist masters.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, right out, new slaves to the communist masters. Now, that's pretty clear. You can't get any clearer than that.
Let's talk about communists here. Exclusive. The Bidens fixed crimes by corrupt actors for a fee. Hunter made $1 million for connecting Chinese actor with U.S. attorney. The Biden crime family made millions. Now, remember, Joe, where was the first time?
Everything.
Where were the first time you heard it referred to as the Biden crime family and the Biden crime cartel? Right here.
I think it was right here on this, what's left, radio ministry.
That was all the way back when he was vice president. And all the way back to 2008, the Biden crime family made millions.
The first place I ever heard Poison Poke used was "What's Right, What's Left" radio ministry.
Right here, the
first
Biden crime family
called it a Poison Poke.
Right here, the Biden crime family made millions off the family name in pay for play schemes for several decades. The Bidens likely committed several crimes, including espionage. Yeah. Here, you know, in the House, you have all of these documents, and they caught him trying to sell information. Hunter, where's the FBI on this, okay? Well, to Alcoa Aluminum for $55,000 information on Russian oligarchies. The Gateway Pundit, that's who. Whoever it was last night that was calling last night wanted to know who that was that asked us to pray for him. It was the Gateway Pundit.
Okay.
reported this week on several likely criminal actions documented on Hunter Biden's laptop computer. And that's why they were asking us to pray for him. And we did, remember? The Gateway Pundit reported last Thursday that Bidens were using classified information to the benefit of the Hunter Biden family business. This was in response to Miranda Devine's report on the New York Post, where she identified an email with 22 points that was not written by Hunter Biden. Here on Sunday night, the Gateway Pundit reported a second email that showed Hunter Biden was sharing classified information with individuals in Burisma in Ukraine, which is the definition of espionage.
Yeah.
On Monday, the Gateway Pundit uncovered a third email showing more Biden family crimes related to classified information and espionage. The email discovered on Hunter Biden's laptop was sent from Blue Star Strategies, a firm that has reportedly been under investigation by the DOJ since 2021. They're the ones that opened the back door. They kept the back door open for voter fraud, for election fraud. They could get in to all the sheriff's departments and that and change the outcome of the election. The email was sent in December 2015, had an attachment that included classified information from a White House conference call on Joe Biden's upcoming trip to Ukraine. This email was also sent to Burisma, and it implicates Biden. I got to stop here. Let me just do one more. Third, here, the third was Hunter Biden's email from the laptop was classified information with a conference call shared with Hunter's Ukrainian business partners, and several more are coming. On Tuesday, the Gateway Pundit uncovered that Hunter had never registered as a foreign agent for years. Incredible that he was never caught, each act violating the FARA rules was a felony. How much time do I have there, Kyle?
We're coming up on 5 minutes.
Alrighty. In 2017, General Michael Flynn was sentenced, and along with it, he was also forced to admit making material false statements in multiple documents filed pursuant to FARA. In 2018, Paul Manafort pleaded guilty in the District Court of Columbus to 2 counts. Conspiracy to commit multiple offenses, including violating FARA, by failing to register and by providing false statements in a document filed with FARA, Manafort was sent to prison. See, there's two different kinds of justice, isn't there, Joe?
Well, yes, there's two. There may be three. Headlines in the London Daily Mail: Hunter Biden finally admits the laptop is his, while he sends letters to prosecutors demanding investigations into Trump allies, into Bannon, Giuliani. He's thinking about going after, what's on the TV, Tucker Carlson and others, and he's getting ready to fight back. So,
all right, but we're out of time right now. We got to give that invitation. It's time for the invitation. And so
all right.
We got about 3 minutes where we can do that. And so, Can't You Feel the Kingdom Coming? You know, that song that was listening to, Can't
Yes.
You Feel It? Okay, yeah. You can feel that with the days we're living in, with all the satanic activity, just as the Bible said it would be rising. And the enemy knows his time is short, doesn't he?
He sure does. And he tells us where to go out there and rescue those that are perishing and dying, and where to save them if we can, or work to save them.
So, again, remember, he gives us those three missions. First and foremost is the Great Commission.
Great Commission.
And then resistance to tyranny is obedience to God from Genesis to Revelation. And then the third, we're to hold to the traditions of the apostles. Stand fast and not give up any ground. And so, folks out there listening tonight, let me tell you what you have. Okay, you can go into your house. You can look all around outside. You can get that on an airplane, or a you can go up in a rocket ship and look at this earth. There's only one thing on this earth right now that's going to last forever, that won't change. It will not change, and that's God's word. Do you know why? Because God said that. God said heaven and earth will pass, but his words will stand forever. In other words, everything he says he will do, he either has done, is doing, or will do. And what he has told you in his word, and there is nothing that is that has as much authority as God's word. It's got absolute, total authority. And when God makes a promise, that promise comes true. And now he's telling you this, that we've given you the salvation message many, many times, very clearly, that Christ hung upon that cross. He did this because the Father demanded, because God is a holy God, demanded a perfectly, perfectly sinless sacrifice. And the Lord Jesus was the only one that could fit the bill, and he did. He died a substitutionary death. He died in your place, and he died in my place out there. And he died for those of us past, present, and future, all of those that had called upon his name. And the Lord Jesus tells you, here's what you must do. He says you must pray to the Father, okay? And believe me, God can hear you. You do it in his name. Pray to the Father in the name of the Son. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. You've got to first acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner. And a sinner needs a Savior. Only a sinner needs a Savior. And here, the good news is only sinners can be saved, right? And you're in that category.
Right.
So what you need to do, do that. And then once you've done that, if you pray and you're sincere and ask for forgiveness of your sin, God will forgive you. And then you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. First and foremost, you have to put him first. When he says the Lord of your life, that means before everything else. And once you've done that, once you've called upon his name and asked him to be the Lord of your life and humbled yourself, then you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. Now, you've got God's word on that, God's word. And there's nothing more sure than God's word. Right, Joe? So.
Right. Nothing more sure in this world or the next.
All right. We're out of time again for tonight like we usually are at this time of night. So as we get towards the end of the program, thanks for being with us tonight. We got a whole lot more coming tomorrow. But until then, we want to say good night. God bless, and always, bless. always. Ready, Joe? Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.